time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Breaking news Wednesday morning, the Austin bombing suspect is dead.
Late last night and early this morning, we felt very confident that this was the suspect in the bombing incidents that took place in Austin. We had surveillance teams looking for this suspect, and we ultimately located the vehicle that this suspect was known to be driving, and witnesses told us he was driving. And in fact, we found that at a hotel right up the road here in Round Rock. We had multiple officers from both the police department and our federal partners that took up positions around the hotel awaiting the arrival of our tactical teams, because we wanted to have ballistic vehicles here so we could attempt to take this suspect into custody as safely as possible. While we were waiting for those vehicles to get here, much time had passed and the vehicle started to drive away. We began following the vehicle, again waiting to get the tactical vehicles here so we could take this, make a stop. However, the vehicle ended up stopping in the bar ditch on the side of the road behind us. As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well. The suspect is deceased and has significant injuries from a blast that occurred from detonating a bomb inside his vehicle.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president ignored specific warnings from his national security advisors when he congratulated Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday on his reelection, including a section in his briefing materials in all capital letters stating, "Do not congratulate."
The Washington Post has one of these scoops that sounds like it was made up for a satirical movie about this kind of situation at the top of American political leadership. Carol Lenig, David Nakamura, and Josh Dawsey are now reporting that when the president decided to make this call to President Putin today, he sort of went rogue, even against his own advisors. Here's the lead of their story. Again, this is almost unbelievable. Just listen to this. President Trump did not follow specific warnings from his national security advisors when he congratulated Russian President Vladimir Putin today on his reelection, including a section in his briefing materials in all capital letters stating, quote, "Do not congratulate." The president's national security advisors wrote him a note in all capital letters saying, "Do not congratulate Putin for his sham election victory. Do not legitimize that fake election. Do not say congratulations." All capital letters. And then the president gets on the phone with him and says, "Hey, congratulations." There's more. Quote, President Trump also chose not to heed talking points from aides, instructing him to condemn Putin about the recent poisoning of a former Russian spy in the United Kingdom with a powerful nerve agent.
Yes, Trump chose not to heed those talking points from aides instructing him to ask Putin about the recent poisoning of a former Russian spy in the UK with a powerful nerve agent, a case that both British and U.S. governments have blamed on Moscow.
I had a call with President Putin and congratulated him on the victory, his electoral victory. The call had to do also with the fact that we will probably get together in the not-too-distant future so that we can discuss arms, we can discuss the arms race. As you know, he made a statement that being in an arms race is not a great thing. That was right after the election, one of the first statements he made. And we are spending $700 billion this year in our military, and a lot of it is that we are going to remain stronger than any other nation in the world by far. We had a very good call, and I suspect that we'll probably be meeting in the not-too-distant future to discuss the arms race, which is getting out of control, but we will never allow anybody to have anything even close to what we have. And also to discuss Ukraine and Syria and North Korea and various other things. So I think probably we'll be seeing President Putin in the not too distant future.
In case you weren't counting, that was three times he said he'd be meeting with Putin in the not too distant future in that minute long statement. Trump continues to tweet about the Mueller investigation Wednesday morning, but the worries over his erratic behavior have caused a few Republicans to issue warnings about a potential firing.
Senator Orrin Hatch said ousting Bob Mueller would be, quote, stupid. Speaker Paul Ryan warned the president that, quote, no one is above the law. And then there was Senator Lindsey Graham. He actually warned of impeachment.
If the president fired Robert Mueller, do you think that would be an impeachable offense?
Probably so, if he did it without cause, yeah. The stopped investigation without cause, I think, would be a constitutional crisis.
Have you told him that specifically, Senator Graham, so that he hears it from Republicans? Do not fire Bob Mueller?
I think I just did.
Okay. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.